Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It was a sunny day on Capitol Hill yesterday. No, we're not talking about the weather. We're talking about the nominee to be U.S. Secretary of Agriculture as he met for a little over 2 hours with the Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday for his confirmation hearing. A love fest of sorts. The only probably negatives that came out from either Democrats or Republicans, a few pot shots at the Donald Trump budget for USDA, which proposed a 20% cut in discretionary spending. That was brought up by the ranking minority member of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow. And in reply, the U.S. Secretary nominee says, yep, I understand.
I think you're probably aware, Senator, without confirmation and not being confirmed, I've had no input into the budget. Obviously, I think you probably saw it before I did. I also have some concern.
The governor also talked about the importance of trade with the chairman of the committee, Pat Roberts, and he talked about regulatory overreach. And a question that was posed to him by Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, saying that he has already talked to Scott Pruitt about working closely with EPA to make sure that farmers are not hammered with too many regulations.
Our farmers as good stewards. I think they want to be. If they have the right tools from a conservation perspective, they want to care for the land. They're the ones that are making their living out there, and I believe they want to do that. Rather than prescriptive, onerous type regulations, let's give them the ability to do that and incentivize them in a way where they can be even better than they've been in the past. But the progress that you indicated that we've made over the last several years with doing more production with less inputs, our producers have done a good job at that. They want just a kind of a fair shake in being able to produce without the onerous prescriptive type of regulations that harm their ability to continue to perform.
Nominee to be Secretary of Agriculture in the Trump administration, Sonny Perdue. He interacted well with the senators. At the end of the day, though, still you've got a process you've got to go through, and it'll be a few days before a committee vote will be held. Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the committee, reminded Mr. Perdue of that at the end of the hearing.
And we will move as quickly as possible to consider your nomination. As you know, we will not be voting on your nomination today, but we will work to schedule a business meeting ASAP.
Bottom line, it will be sometime in April before we see a Senate vote on the confirmation of Sonny Perdue to be USDA Secretary. Monsanto announced yesterday $200,000 for wildfire relief to the ranchers in the four states hit hard by wildfires in recent days. $50,000 of that going to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Foundation for wildfire relief. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Duff Cattle Company Power Plus Genetics Bull Sale this Friday, March 24th at 1 o'clock at the Duff Sale Facility in Hobart, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 70-plus Angus, Red Angus, and Aberdeen-plus bulls. This powerful set of bulls are a must-see sale offering. Go to their website, www.powerpluscattle.com, where you can get the catalog and see the videos of the bulls on offer. Call Kirk Duff at 580-331-9235 for more information. The Duff Cattle Company Power Plus Genetics Bull Sale, Friday in Hobart. Don't miss it.
At your farm news, have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.